Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Good Thursday afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price in with you. We got a lot of things to talk about. Things breaking locally. The Jesse Lacoste trial has kind of broken here. We got a result in that. We'll be talking about that this hour. And also, Austin will be looking at the traffic and weather coming up in less than 3 minutes. But first, let's go and look at three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, a simple single-letter typographical error led to the state rejecting an Escambia County agreement. This is to provide fire suppression and rescue services for the Century Correctional Institution. The Florida Department of Corrections discovered that the signatory page had Deputy General Counsel Christian Clemens' name spelled incorrectly. Escambia commissioners will now approve a new copy of that agreement without the typo.
Number two.
While Greg's Saloon in downtown Pensacola has reopened to service members stationed at NAS Pensacola, in August, Base Commander Captain Chandra Newman prohibited local sailors from visiting the bar due to concerns about safety and crime risk. The Navy lifted the ban on Tuesday after the bar owner agreed to implement safety improvements.
Number three.
Okay, the state presented its case today in the trial of 33-year-old Cantonment contractor Jesse Lacoste. He has been charged with defrauding homeowners, their insurance companies, subcontractors, suppliers, more than $2 million related to jobs in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that were not ever completed. Well, today he was found guilty of theft and contractor fraud. He could face up to 30 years in prison for each count.
All righty, and since we're about 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, as we so often do. That congestion actually pushing you back onto I-110 north. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards I-10, and on Mobile Highway. This is looking worse than usual. If you are traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue, we do have some heavy backups there. And I would have to assume that's because of this being the first day of the Pensacola Interstate Fair. So be sure to keep that in mind. That'll probably be giving us a lot of trouble throughout this entire afternoon. Outside of that, got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, and Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Now, as for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, high of 83, low of 70. Won't see any rainfall chances until we get late into your Saturday night.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Escambia County could be looking at a change in how property abatements are collected. Commissioners are scheduling a hearing on moving nuisance abatement collections to property taxes instead of being a separate collection system altogether. Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino.
We've been doing this method for not necessarily the abatement costs, but the other for quite some years. You know, us, tax collector, property appraiser, rather than sending out three separate notices, we come together to send out one notice.
Well, Marino says this is an effort to get more homeowners to pay their nuisance abatement fines. Once a hearing scheduled, the change would still have to be approved by Escambia commissioners.
And the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival will take place next month. It's scheduled from November 7th to the 9th at historic Seville Square in downtown Pensacola. The event will feature live music, traditional craft demonstrations, and a children's arts festival with hands-on activities. Additionally, the student art show will display over 2,000 pieces from local students. More than 200 artists will be in attendance.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
The Republican Party of Florida raising almost $6.3 million last quarter, far exceeding the Democrats' less than 540,000. Republicans lead Democratic voter registrations by about 1.4 million and hold all statewide offices as well as supermajorities in both legislative chambers.
And a suspect is under arrest in connection to a cold case murder in Miami. 34-year-old Nicholas Soares was arrested in Kenya. He's accused of shooting and killing Herbert Caniza during a robbery back in 2010. Recent witness testimony and evidence linked Soares to the crime. He was extradited back to Miami and remains held without bond.
We're still hearing a lot about that grocery store down in South Florida. That's generated a lot of buzz, actually, with its addition of a bar and booze-friendly carts. Angelo Bravaro has the details for us this afternoon.
At this particular Publix supermarket in Wellington, Florida,
shoppers can sip a craft beer mimosa and push carts with cup holders. The store is home to Publix Pours, a full bar serving beer, wine, coffee, and smoothies. There's also a wide variety of food options, including a burrito counter and a popcorn station. The location is going viral and has earned the nickname of Club Licks among customers who claim that it lives up to the Florida-based supermarket chain slogan, where shopping is a pleasure. And the fun may keep flowing, with the director of communications for Publix Supermarkets telling Fox News it's a concept that shoppers could be seeing more of in the future. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
Only about a third of the more than 120,000 Florida homeowners who signed up for the MySafe Florida Home program have completed their improvements and received grants. Program Director Stephen Fielder told lawmakers Wednesday that many low-income applicants can't afford costs that go beyond the $10,000 grant cap. The state launched a program back in 2022 to help residents strengthen their homes and lower insurance premiums.
News Radio 92.3, this is Pensacola Right Now. Florida is suing California and Washington State over their policies that provided a commercial driver's license to a migrant truck driver. He allegedly took an illegal turn on the Florida Turnpike in August that resulted in the death of three people. This is getting to be very, very contentious. James Unthmeyer has more.
Here in Florida, we can do everything right. We can back the blue. We can enforce the law. We can combat illegal immigration. But we still suffer when Gavin Newsom and liberals on the West Coast allow these illegals in. They encourage them, enable them.
And lastly, here, a Michelin star chef charged with attempted murder in Palm Beach County, and he won't be getting out of jail anytime soon. A judge yesterday refused to set bond for West Palm Beach's Jacob Bickelhaupt. He has been behind bars for 4 months since he allegedly beat a woman. The two were business partners in a restaurant that he had co-founded. With it knocking on the door of 420 here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, along with another quick check of your roads and weather. And we know the roads are looking pretty busy right now, especially with today being the first day of the Pensacola Interstate Fair. So all that and more coming up shortly right here on News Radio 92.3.
Celebrating 90 years of the Pensacola Fair with over 50 rides, fun, food, games, and more. Free shows by Rodney Atkins, Clay Walker, Sawyer Brown, George Burge, Petra, Tyler Farr, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Plus Sensory Friendly Saturday, the Livestock Auction, Kids Day, Military, First Responder, and Teacher Days. Ladies Day, Seniors Day, $25 Wristband Day, Last Blast Family Day, and Midnight Madness. Get tickets and details at PensacolaFair.com.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit FloridaBrightFutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com.
That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
4:23, News Radio 92.3. It is a beautiful afternoon. I hope you're having a great day, and thanks a lot for having us on. Who is winning political points over the government shutdown? Big question being asked, floating around. Therese Crowley takes a look at a new poll on News Radio 92.3.
With flights delayed and government workers missing paychecks, 54% of U.S. adults now call the federal government shutdown a major issue. 69% of Democrats call it a major problem in the AP NORC poll. But just 59% of independents, 37% of Republicans. The central shutdown issue, only 4 in 10 U.S. adults support the Democrats' demand to extend Obamacare subsidies. The same number has no opinion. Just 3 in 10 have a favorable view of the Democrats. Republicans a smidge higher at 4 in 10. So who do you blame for the shutdown? 3/4 believe each deserves a moderate share of blame. But 6 in 10 adults willing to put more blame on President Trump and the party in power, the Republicans. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
4:24, News Radio 92.3 stocks. Well, it was pretty nasty. All I can say, it was a bad day on the market. Here's Hillary Barsky with those numbers.
Another volatile trading session with stocks erasing earlier gains and finishing lower as the AI rally stalls. And investors continue to worry about U.S.-China trade relations, a government shutdown, and also weighing on the market today, new concerns about the health of regional banks due to bad loans. Financials were the worst performers as Treasury yields dipped. The Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mostly lower. However, shares of Google parent Alphabet rose slightly and hitting an all-time intraday high. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Caterpillar, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow decliners, Visa, American Express, and Travelers. The Dow falling 301 points. The Nasdaq lower by 108. S&P 500 down 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
4:25, News Radio 92.3. It is time to check out that weather and traffic. Austin Price.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by White Sands Electric. Want to let you know about this they got going on. They want to remind you that fall is the best time to check your breakers or add surge protection. Remember, safety first. You can learn more at whitesandselectric.com. Be sure to go check that out. All right, so one of our worst looking problems right now is Mobile Highway. If you are traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue, if you know anything about your lay of the land there, that's where the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds are. It is the first day of the fair, so that's going to be giving you problems for a while. I tried to avoid that area if you can. Also got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. That congestion is pushing you back onto I-110 north right now. Worst looking spots outside of those couple going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 83, low of 70. Don't have any rainfall chances until late Saturday night, and they will increase as we head into your Sunday.
This should be a very interesting event. The candidates for New York City mayor set to square off tonight in the first and only debate of that campaign. Alexis McAdams in NYC with information.
Tonight, the debate is expected to focus on public safety and affordability. And really, any way you look at these polls, Zoran Mamdani is in the lead. So that's why Politico says, really, it's his to lose at this point. So we'll see what happens. Mamdani wants to add free child care and free buses to New York City. Sounds like a good idea, right? But how are you going to pay for it? Mamdani says he'll raise the taxes on the rich. President Trump says, well, don't call me, Mamdani, for any help. The White House says, don't pick up the phone and try to get any funding from us at this point. Right now, Mamdani leading the polls. Republican challenger Curtis Sliwa is vowing to not drop out, even though, listen to this, he says he was offered $10 million to just quit.
My goodness. And President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Hungary soon. The president announced the plans in a Truth Social post following a call with the Russian leader today. He said he had a very productive conversation with Putin. The call took place a day before Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is set to meet with Trump at the White House.
Well, airport security is coming under question today after loudspeakers at multiple airports were hijacked as hackers played pro-Hamas messages. Nate Foy has the details.
Passengers at Harrisburg International Airport were forced to listen to Hamas propaganda in the terminal. Listen to this.
Turkish hacker Cyber Islam was here. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine.
Sean Duffy responded on X, writing, quote, "This is absolutely unacceptable and understandably scared travelers. The FAA and I are coordinating with Fly HIA, that's Harrisburg International Airport, to help get to the bottom of this hack." Now, the hackers also hit three airports in Canada. They took over the flight boards and public address systems with, again, pro-Hamas, anti-Trump messages.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell is okay after falling in the basement of a Senate office building. Video shows the 83-year-old walking while answering questions as he was headed to vote at the Capitol when he fell to the ground. He was helped up by aides and smiled and waved at the camera once he got back to his feet.
President Trump shared a phone call today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Peter Ducey has the details from the White House.
President Trump is revisiting Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky is going to come here to the White House and ask President Trump for Tomahawk missiles that could hit 1,000 miles into Russia. So before Zelensky comes and makes that ask in the Oval Office, President Trump phoned President Putin, and these are the most important parts of the call, according to Truth Social. The president says, President Putin thanked the First Lady Melania for her involvement with children. He was very appreciative and said that this will continue. And then we agreed that there will be a meeting of our high-level advisors next week. The United States' initial meetings will be led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, together with various other people, to be designated. A meeting location is to be determined. President Putin and I will then meet at an agreed-upon location, Budapest, Hungary, to see if we can bring this inglorious war between Russia and Ukraine to an end.
Big night in the Apple. Annual Al Smith Dinner in New York City. Chris Foster has the preview.
It's the 80th Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation Dinner, raising money for Catholic charities supporting women and children in need. Al Smith grew up poor, became governor of New York, and was the first Catholic nominated for president by a major party, the Democrats, in 1928. This year's Happy Warrior Award goes to businessman, philanthropist, and New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The keynote speakers are former Secretaries of State Antony Blinken and Mike Pompeo. Last year's dinner raised $10 million. This year's is back at its traditional home. The Waldorf Astoria Hotel now reopened after a nearly eight-year renovation. In New York, Chris Foster, Fox News.
Military members checking their bank accounts received an economic surprise after President Trump instructed the Pentagon to reallocate $6.5 billion from unspent funds to pay active duty troops. Paychecks may offer temporary financial relief if the government shutdown continues. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, got some amazing sports stories to pass on. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening today.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, has been indicted. The Justice Department says it's over the mishandling of classified information.
His own attorney, Abby Lowell, who famously represented Hunter Biden, Bill Clinton, Jared Kushner in the past, put out a statement a couple of weeks ago when news was swirling that this may be happening, admitting that Bolton did have classified documents in his possession, but said that those were pre-cleared for the publication of his book.
Fox's David Spun. President Trump telling reporters today he had a good call with Russian leader Vladimir Putin and will probably meet with him within the next 2 weeks in Hungary.
Marco Rubio is going to be meeting with his counterpart, as you know, Lavrov, and they'll be meeting pretty soon. They're going to set up a time and a place very shortly.
The president is expected to meet with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over, terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Where could James Franklin's next job be? I don't see him taking over at Arkansas. Virginia Tech or UCLA could be possibilities. I would monitor Auburn or Kentucky if they open up. But in all likelihood, I think James will land at Florida to try to stabilize the Gators, who have been recently sinking in the swamp. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil, a Wix filter, and a $15 gift card after rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
The Orr House Restaurant celebrates 20 years serving Pensacola great food, drinks, and good times. They've survived a fire, a rebuild, oil spills, recessions, hurricanes, blizzards, even a global pandemic. For over 20 years, they say thank you, Pensacola. Join in this Saturday from 11 till midnight for their customer appreciation extravaganza with live music, face painting, a photo booth, food and drink specials, and great door prize giveaways. This Saturday at the Orr House Restaurant on Bayou Chico, the friendly place with a big deck.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the recent discussion regarding naming things for people while they're still alive at the Pensacola City Council meeting. Milton City Council decided to raise their city millage. Interesting conversation. And the Escambia County Commission has taken up a couple of fairly controversial items. One, to stop preferencing minority and women-owned businesses in procurement. And could nuisance and abatement costs be assigned to your property tax bill? The County Commission is looking at that. You can listen to all the conversations on the podcast page at NewsRadio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now.
Is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
A simple single-letter typographical error led to the state rejecting an Escambia County agreement to provide fire suppression and rescue services for the Century Correctional Institution. The Florida Department of Corrections discovered that the signatory page had Deputy General Counsel Kristen Clemens' name spelled incorrectly. Escambia commissioners will now approve a new copy of the agreement without the typo.
Number two.
Wild Greg Saloon in downtown Pensacola has reopened for service members stationed at NAS Pensacola. In August, if you remember, Base Commander Captain Chandra Newman prohibited local sailors from visiting that bar due to concerns about safety and crime risk. The Navy lifted that ban on Tuesday after the bar owner agreed to implement safety improvements.
Number three.
The state presented its case this morning in the trial of 33-year-old Cantonment contractor Jesse Lacoste. He's been charged with defrauding homeowners, their insurance companies, and subcontractors slash suppliers of more than $2 million related to jobs in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that were not completed. And he was recently, earlier this afternoon, found guilty of theft and contractor fraud, facing up to 30 years in prison on each count.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Sweepless in Seattle. No sweep for the Seattle Mariners. They came into Game 3 of the American League Championship Series last night with a 2-0 lead against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Mariners did not win last night.
Kirk sends a fly ball the other way. Robles retreating to the track, to the wall. It's another home run. Up
opposite field blast for Alejandro Kirk and a dozen for the Jays on their fourth bomb of the night.
On Fox Sports 1, the Blue Jays added one more home run. They beat the Mariners 13-4 in Game 3 of the ALCS to get within 2-1. Toronto also got home runs from Andrés Giménez, George Springer, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Addison Barger. Toronto had lost the first two games, outscored at home 13-4. Last night in one game, the Blue Jays outscored the Mariners 13-4. But it's only one win. Toronto has scored 34 runs in five games this year at T-Mobile Park. Game 4 of the ALCS, later tonight on FS1. Just after 8:30 Eastern Time, Max Scherzer starts for Toronto, Luis Castillo for Seattle. National League Championship Series shifts from Milwaukee to Los Angeles. Game 3 tonight, Dodgers lead the Brewers 2-0.
Cooper Flagg, 6'9" point guard, getting the start. The number one overall pick in the draft, and he finds Klay Thompson for the splash 2.
On ESPN, final preseason game for Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks last night. Flagg had 13 points in 28 minutes for Dallas. The Mavs beat the Lakers in Las Vegas 121-94. The NBA regular season tips off next Tuesday. Week 7 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Cincinnati. The 2-4 Bengals home against the 4-1 Steelers. Pittsburgh favored by 5.5 points on the road. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
439 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and joining me this afternoon, our good friend from Pensacola Sports, Amy Marquez. And Amy, the weather could not be more perfect for the 18th annual Bud Light Charity Challenge Tennis Tournament this weekend.
Yes, it looks like we're going to have a good turnout with the weather and with people as well, participants. So,
listen, I've been to this event many, many years, and I got to tell you something. Okay, it's a tennis event here, but it's really a celebration of the community. I know Ray Palmer mirrors that exactly, but it is. The community shows up, and they throw a big tennis party. Isn't that pretty much the way it goes?
Yeah, so it's community-based. We have a lot of tennis players that come out for it, and they're excited every year when it comes around. It's also a big fundraiser for Pensacola Sports, and then we also partner with the Art Gateway, and we give some of the benefits to them as well. So they're out there, they're helping us out, manning some of the tables and just volunteering. So it's a big turnout. We have volunteers from all over that come out as well.
You know, I got a text earlier today because they heard me talking about having an opportunity to speak with you today. And they were going to say, are the folks from, and I think you just answered that for it, but are the folks from Art Gateway, will they be on site explaining exactly what they do to the attendees?
Yes, they will. They'll have staff on site the entire time. We'll have 2 days of play. So tomorrow we start at 4:00 and we'll go to probably about 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then we'll start again on Saturday morning. And Art Gateway will be out there. They'll have staff there. They are our merchandise booth, so they sell some stuff. And then they're also there kind of explaining what they do and how people could help them as well.
Amy, talk to me about this. Is it a free event?
It is not a free event for our participants, so they do have to pay a fee, but that part is sold out. But you can come and attend and watch for free. The only thing you have to pay for is food and drink if you wanted to be a part of that. But, yeah, you can definitely come out and watch for free and just hang out with all the participants. They make it a fun time. We're out there all day as well, and we just have a lot of fun with it.
I know in a couple of weeks you and I are going to be seeing quite a bit of each other as the SEC ladies move into town over at Ashton-Brosnahan. How's the preparation going for that tournament?
Good as well. We are, like I said, on the home stretch, I guess, for that one. We have a couple more weeks, and then it'll be here before we know it, but everything is looking in tip-top shape for that tournament to come on board as well.
Listen, Amy, you guys do a whack-up job. I love working with you, and be sure and pass my best on to Ray Palmer. And don't forget, folks, 18th Annual Bud Light Charity Challenge Tennis Tourney happening tomorrow and Saturday over at Rogers Scott. Weather's going to be perfect. Amy, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
I just love talking to her, Austin. I've known her for quite a few years, and she is a smart lady, and will let you know exactly what is happening like she did this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. All righty, moving on to health here.
Here's today's health news.
I'll kick it off. Weight loss drugs like Ozempic may have an effect on how our bodies handle alcohol, according to a new study. GLP-1 drugs may help you handle your alcohol better and consume less of it. A study by Virginia Tech found that those using GLP-1 drugs saw their blood alcohol levels rise at a slower pace and reported feeling less intoxicated than those not on the weight loss drugs. Those on the drugs also reported feeling less of a craving for alcohol both before and after the experiment.
442 News Radio 92.3. It is now known Diane Keaton's cause of death has been revealed. Lillian Wu is on News Radio 92.3.
Diane Keaton's family sharing how she died. The family of the Oscar winner in a statement saying she died of pneumonia October 11th. The family members also expressing their gratitude for the outpouring of support and detailing causes Keaton was passionate about, writing, "She loved her animals and she was steadfast in her support of the unhoused community. So any donations in her memory to a local food bank or an animal shelter would be a wonderful and much appreciated tribute to her." A source telling People, the 79-year-old's health declined very suddenly, and that in her final months, she was surrounded only by her closest family, who chose to keep things very private. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
People might actually reach their mental and emotional peak around age 60. That's according to new research that finds that while physical strength declines after the mid-20s, intelligence, personality, emotional intelligence, and decision-making continue improving, reaching a peak at around 60. The findings were published in the journal Intelligence.
All right, here's a sad story. Well, not sad, but there's a good idea, okay? A Colorado Springs Police Department canine is in critical condition after being stabbed yesterday morning while officers responded to a domestic violence protection order violation. Carolyn Feeling is in Colorado Springs this afternoon with the details.
Just before 11 a.m., police arrived at a home in a neighborhood near Woodman and Black Forest Roads, where the suspect, 37-year-old Anthony Bryant, was barricaded. Canine Rome released to de-escalate the situation when Bryant reportedly stabbed Rome three times in the head, neck, and along his abdomen down to his left leg. Officers carrying him to a police cruiser to rush the canine to animal ER care and into surgery. Vets at animal ER care had to amputate Rome's left hind leg, and he will have to retire from the police department if he survives.
444 News Radio 92.3. President Trump returning back to the Oval Office today to make a big announcement about one of the issues he campaigned on, access to in vitro fertilization, or IVF, with a proposal he calls a historic victory for American women, mothers, and families.
We'll dramatically slash the cost of IVF and the treatment and many of the most common fertility drugs. For countless millions of Americans, prices are going way down.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, Indeed, is looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Indeed, I am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. The roads very eventful in a few spots, at least. We do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and also on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess. Our busiest looking spot right now is without a doubt the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. That is where Michigan meets Softly Field Road. Got backups there because this is the first day of the Pensacola Interstate Fair. This congestion also impacting Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly. Outside of that, your worst looking spot is going to have to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, at least locally, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear on your Friday. Won't have any rainfall chances until late Saturday night.
Yeah, Blue Angel Parkway, Pine Forest Road, fair traffic. Mm-hmm. Be aware, the fair traffic is there. We told you about this a couple of days ago. Oh, we were bragging about it. Look, the weather's starting to improve all over the nation. Things are, all these fronts are moving out. Well, trouble weather lies ahead again. Didn't get it too far on that. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at the Fox weather forecast.
A system traveling across the country will bring the risk of strong to severe thunderstorms starting Friday through the weekend and into next week, starting with the Plain States through the Mississippi Valley and then the Eastern Seaboard on Sunday and Monday. We can expect all sorts of different weather, including heavy rain, large hail, damaging winds, and even the risk for tornadoes, especially Saturday and Sunday. Flooding will be possible depending on where you live. Meanwhile, the Northwest getting active with several storm systems lined up for that region over the next week. Stay alert with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, and I know one area of the country saw a lot of bad flooding. We're talking about Alaska now. Hundreds of people are airlifted out of the villages hit by those terrible storms in Alaska. Chris Foster has more.
1,500 people are forced from their homes in two villages in western Alaska near the Bering Sea, devastated by flooding over the weekend. The Alaska Army National Guard says it's flown about 300 people to Anchorage, hundreds of miles away, with shelters closer to home and an armory in the city of Bethel filling up. Those villages, Kipnuk and Quigilingok, are only reachable by water or air. Nearly every home is damaged or destroyed, some torn from their foundations, floating away with people inside. At least one person died. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Over 16 days, Senate Republicans and Democrats have been at odds over how to reopen and fund the government. Christian Goodwin has more on News Radio 92.3.
The Senate failing to advance Republicans' House-passed government funding measure for the ninth time Wednesday.
Republicans are unwilling to spend a dime to provide affordable health care to working-class Americans. That's unacceptable. The American people deserve better.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and fellow Democrats calling on Republicans to negotiate on the extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits. Republicans say they're open to negotiating after reopening the government.
Every day that goes by, there are more and more Americans who are getting smaller and smaller paychecks, people who work for the federal government.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street after big banks' better-than-expected earnings and strong revenue forecasts from big tech shifted investors' focus from recent escalations in the U.S.-China trade war. The Dow falling more than 300 points, the S&P 500 off the mark by 41, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 107. Salesforce shares rose as much as 5% in extended trading yesterday after the software investor issued new financial targets for the next few years. The company is now projecting revenue of more than $60 billion in 2030. CNN is launching a full-service streaming subscription in the U.S. The news network announced its all-access subscription will launch October 28th and cost $6.99 a month or $69.99 annually. Crude oil futures for November down roughly 1.5% above 57 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, reports suggesting today that Venezuelan officials have proposed a deal to the Trump administration that preserves the nation's government but cuts out their president, Nicolas Maduro. Jillian Turner has details from the State Department.
The president has confirmed that he has authorized the CIA to carry out strikes inside Venezuela. Regime change may or may not be something on the table for consideration right now, but the White House is definitely doubling down on its accusations that Maduro stole Venezuela's national election. Venezuela's dictator has been in President Trump's crosshairs for months now, accusing him of exporting his country's criminals. So the president now saying in the Oval Office that airstrikes may in fact be necessary in Venezuelan airspace. On Tuesday, the Pentagon launched another strike on an alleged drug boat off Venezuela's coast. It was the fifth strike in recent weeks that had killed more than 20 suspected narco-terrorists.
PayPal and Venmo services returning to normal following an outage this morning. Thousands of users posted on downdetector.com that they had not been able to access the money in their accounts. A message on PayPal's status webpage said a system issue impacted some of its services, including Venmo and Braintree. PayPal said the technical issues have been resolved.
They're calling this the Uncrustable lawsuit, by the way. J.M. Smucker says Trader Joe's has copied its Uncrustable peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I love those things.
They're addictive.
They really are. And now they're filing a lawsuit for copyright infringement. Just stop, don't stop making the sandwiches. That's what I'm getting out of here. Jenny Casola has more.
J.M. Smucker says the peanut butter and jam sandwiches sold by Trader Joe's have the same pie-like crimp markings on their edges as Uncrustables, use the same blue color on the packaging, and show a sandwich with a bite mark taken out of it. In the lawsuit, Smucker says it can't allow others to use Smucker's valuable intellectual property to make sales. Smucker is seeking restitution and wants a judge to order Trader Joe's to deliver all products and packaging to Smucker to be destroyed. Trademark experts say Trader Joe's could argue that the sandwiches are slightly more square than Uncrustables and that the crimping is simply functional. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
4:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we'll get you one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, but also some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR Regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Five away from five. News Radio 92.3. It is a beauty of a day. Tim's still hanging around about 84 degrees or so. No mention of rain. Austin Price will be coming in just a second here. We'll take care of that. Let's go ahead and take care of it now. Austin's in with the traffic and weather today.
Yeah, luckily not too much going on from what I can see outside of that fair traffic, but I'll get you some more details momentarily. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Dell Technologies. Your new Dell PC with Intel Core Ultra helps you handle a lot when your holiday to-dos get to be a lot. Get yours at Dell.com/deals. Yes, looking at the roads here, the fair traffic has to take the forefront. We do have some backups in two areas mainly. If you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway, passing Michigan Avenue, that's where Michigan meets Softly Field Road, you are going to see a lot of congestion there. You're also going to see some on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, so be on the lookout for both of those areas. And Pine Forest Road giving us trouble traveling southbound towards I-10. Other shaky spots include the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 83, low of 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
When Ocean City, Maryland police asked for some volunteers to get high, strictly for training purposes now, they lit up the internet. Matt Murphy reports on the numbers.
On Tuesday, the department posted a call for a dozen adult cannabis users to help train officers in spotting impairment. Within hours, the response was so overwhelming they had to close registration. The October 26th event is part of Maryland's annual DUI conference and lets officers observe volunteers as they light up using their own supply in a safe, controlled setting. It's hosted with Cannabis Green Lab, includes a free lunch and shuttle, and gives 40 rookie cops an up-close look at the effects of cannabis. Purely for science, of course. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And Comedy Central's Daily Show highlighting Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and his new media restrictions. The Daily Show mockingly agreed to the new press restrictions at the Pentagon in a post on social media. The graphic read in part, quote, "We were going to refuse, but everyone else rejected it so hard that it honestly made us feel kind of bad for Pete Hegseth." Hegseth and his department have sparked criticism, of course, for its effort to limit journalists' access to the Pentagon by controlling the information coming out of the building.
68 days and counting. Christmas time is just around the corner. Brad Paisley coming out with some new holiday tunes. Here's Michelle Polino.
Brad Paisley is kicking off the holiday early with a brand new Christmas album, Snow Globe Town. Set for release November 7th, the 16-track project includes 8 original songs written by Paisley, who also dropped 2 new tracks to celebrate the announcement. Paisley said the idea started while writing music for Hallmark's upcoming film, A Grand Old Opry Christmas. The first single, Leave the Christmas Lights On, is out now. The second track, Countdown the Days, has been chosen as the official anthem for Hallmark Channel's 16th annual Countdown to Christmas, which kicks off Friday. The Grand Ole Opry member also co-wrote 2 more songs for A Grand Ole Opry Christmas and will appear in the film, which premieres November 29th at 8 Eastern on Hallmark Channel. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Actor Michael Chernus says that he was hesitant at first to play John Wayne Gacy on the new show Devil in Disguise. Gacy, of course, was a serial killer who raped and murdered 30 young men and boys in the 1970s and dressed as a clown to entertain children. Chernus, known for his work on Severance, said he wasn't sure when he got the call because he didn't want to sensationalize the story or glorify Gacy in any way. In the end, he signed on, and Devil in Disguise John Wayne Gacy premiered today on Peacock.
Week 7 of the NFL season getting underway tonight from Cincinnati. Joe Morgan has the details.
When the Bengals and Steelers face off on Thursday Night Football, don't take the over on rushing yards from the quarterbacks. It will be a matchup between 2 very, very experienced Super Bowl-winning veterans, Joe Flacco, who is in his 18th season, and Aaron Rodgers, now in his 21st.
I think it's great to... Great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys to win championships.
That was courtesy of the Steelers as Rodgers spoke with the media on Tuesday. The matchup will be just the 3rd regular season game between 40-year-old starting quarterbacks. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Just noticed he didn't talk about his new wife. He got married over the weekend. Excited. Okay, according to... Aaron Rodgers is who we're talking about. According to the National Hurricane Center, no tropical development is anticipated in the Gulf of America within the next 7 days. That will definitely put a smile on your face. I'm smiling about it. Coming up in less than 12, more information. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.